Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys today?
Well, you're very busy, as always, even if it's July. We know you've got plenty of stuff going on, and as we saw earlier in the week, that you are also a co-chair of finding the new president of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. How'd you get roped into that deal?
I don't know. I must have gotten the last straw, you know, the smallest straw. So, no, I'm joking. I am a proud member of the board for the chamber here in Bloomington, and I'm on the executive committee. And along with Cindy Canarney, she and I will be leading that charge to find our new president. So we're very excited about that. I just want to say to Jeb Conrad to thank him for his years of service at the chamber, and that, you know, we are all looking forward to our next chapter and our new president. So you'll be hearing a lot about that. If there's people out there that are interested in such a position, feel free to reach out to me or reach out to the chamber. And so, the chamber's a really important group here in Bloomington and helping all of the businesses in our community. And it's a busy, crazy time in the state and in our city. And so we need all the help that we can get. So I'm excited to lead that charge.
Jenny, while you're talking about the chamber reorganizing, you got some reorganization to talk about at Ivy Tech. You got some new deans and some new things that are going on out there and some new service areas.
Yep, all of that good stuff. So I think you've heard a couple of times that I've been talking about being up in Indianapolis quite a bit for college meetings to talk about reorganizing the college. And with our new president, Sue Elsperman has been our president for just over a year now. And that was something that she looked at basically based on her tours around the different campuses and hearing about things that are going on and changes that people might want to see. And one of them, a big one, was to be better aligned with our communities. So, for example, for Bloomington, our service area, the counties we currently serve, are Lawrence, Green, Martin, Morgan, Owen, and, of course, Monroe. But we do a lot of work with French Lick and Orange County. We also partner a lot with Brown County, with both our academic side of the house and our Center for Lifelong Learning, so like our arts classes and things like that. And so anyway, officially last week, we are taking both of those counties, and we are thrilled. We're already there. This way it really ties us even closer to them, so we're really excited about that. And another thing that occurred is we had gone from the School of Nursing or the School of Technology to divisions and a couple of years ago, and that just really didn't work very well for us. And what's great about Ivy Tech is, you know, if we're doing something, we can quickly, you know, turn around and make a change. And so we're going back to the schools of, and we have seven different schools, and all the deans that were currently in those roles will stay in those roles. There's one change. The School of Fine Arts will actually go into the school. There is no School of Fine Arts, and so that has been moved under the arts and sciences area. So Paul Daly will remain at the college as the director in everything under the sun about the Waldron and the Center for Lifelong Learning. And I want to just say thank you to him for his service as a dean for fine arts for the many years. But I think we're going in a good direction with this realignment and the dean structure and school structure.
Now, Mike and I managed to get through the entire semester without being able to take advantage of any of the massage program that you started, but you got a graduation already.
I know. It's so great. Well, you know what happens? We put the call out for free massages,
yes.
And boy, it gets filled so quickly from community members and actually employees too. But we're wrapping up our first cohort of the certified massage therapist program. Pretty great. So we have some students graduating next Friday. Next Friday is the last week of summer school. I just can't even believe it. It's a pretty incredibly intense program. Those students have to do a lot of clinical hours with the massages and things like that. But the students are here 4 days a week during clinical hours and things like that. So we will be holding more massage clinics starting in the fall. So we're super excited. And we've opened up a naming contest to the students and the faculty and staff to name that clinic. So more on that when classes start in August.
Can I seed? I have an entry in the contest, and I'd like to get the audience to support it. My entry is Rubbed the Right Way.
There you go.
That's a good one. Did you send that in?
Yeah, I did.
Do something with need, good. But use K-N-E-A-D.
Oh, there you go. Now, Mike's even entered the contest.
There you go.
Ivy Tech, Jenny, we're talking to Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, Ivy Tech's about jobs, and there's a job fair that's going to be happening, and we're participating.
We are. We are participating in the Herald Times Job Fair. You may have read it in the paper, seen it on social media. But next Thursday, so it's from 2 to 7, it's at the Liberty Ballroom and Banquet Center. That's right on Liberty Drive. And we'll be there to share everything that we have about all of our degree programs, our short-term certificates, how people can get some assistance in getting those things paid for, you know, whether it's through Work One, whether it's through financial aid, all of those different things. So and we'll be talking about our online degrees. So if it's difficult for you as you work full-time, you want to maybe try online classes. We've got lots of programs in that area. We've got everything. We've got full degrees. We've got degrees that transfer to any four-year school. We've got short-term certificates. We've got classes that are online, 8-week, 12-week, 16-week. I mean, we've got it all. So, and we offer classes in Bedford, Nashville, French Lick, of course, here in Bloomington. So if you're ready to get started, we're ready to help you. So see us at that job fair or come and see us on campus.
You have two special jobs you're looking for at Ivy Tech. One is American Sign Language. The other one is you're looking for a ceramics person.
Yes, and also a photography instructor. So
that's
ceramics
true.
Lab tech for the Center for Lifelong Learning. So for our classes there, we're really looking for that ceramics person to help us in the lab. And then also for Center for Lifelong Learning, we're expanding our photography classes. So we're looking for someone with some experience. So if you're, never thought about teaching photography or helping in the ceramics lab, give us a call. And then, yes, the foreign language instructor we're looking, I'm sorry, foreign language, American Sign Language.
It is considered a foreign language in a lot of places.
Requirement. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. It's a two classes, and we're looking for somebody to teach that class. So are those classes. So give us a call, and we'll guide you to HR.
And then you've got something coming up at the Farmer's Market on the Beeline Trail on July the 22nd.
That's right. We are partnering with the city with the American with Disabilities Act celebration. It's this Saturday, 9 to noon on the Beeline Plaza right behind the Farmer's Market. Ivy Tech Bloomington's been a big, big part of the committee with the city. In fact, we do everything we can to ensure that all our buildings are accessible and all that good stuff. But right after that event, so that's over at noon, at the Waldron, we're receiving a decal accessibility decal. And that's a statement that we've taken major steps in ensuring our building, especially the Waldron, is accessible. And so we're very proud of that, and we'll be working with the city at the Farmer's Market this weekend.
So a busy weekend, no doubt about it. Busy times for you as well. Were you around 4 years ago when the chamber had to find a new person?
I was around, but I wasn't part of the chamber.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I just didn't know what
I
didn't know what that process entailed and how long of a timeline it would be. It's not something you want to hurry up and get done, I would think.
Oh, no. We want to find the right person. So, you were going to post the job, review the job description, post the job, start talking to some people that, maybe we've already identified, all those. There's so many things. So I think somebody said the last search took about 5 or 6 months.
Okay.
Jenny, are there any new initiatives you're looking at for the new person?
Not really. To be honest, we don't have any new initiatives other than, being more actively involved with what's going on in the city, what's going on with I-69, what's going on just in general with the state. So it's somebody that's deeply involved and understands those kinds of
won't be an outsider.
Facing.
Mm-hmm. It'll be
outsiders might be good too from another state, that has experience in working in chambers. So this is kind of cool. So to be able to find the right person, and so we'll see.
Well, keep us in the know every Thursday. We'd appreciate that.
Oh,
we'll sound like we know what we're doing here.
Exactly. Perfect.
Hey, thank you for your time as always. Have a great weekend, and we will get caught up with you on the final Thursday of July next week.
Oh, boy. Okay, thank you so much. Bye.